you have authorized the movement of 4 battalions tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's right. I think I'd limit your statement in the television to the 2 battalions that went in today or 2,000 men.
Well, they'll already have that.
Well, the people won't have it.
But they won't care. That's the problem. What I'm trying to do is get something that
your TV won't will be news on that, Mr. President. There's been no announcement of that.
Well, it'll be wherever you send them from. They'll be announcing 4,500. Why don't we say we've authorized it? We don't have to say when they're going. Does that look too big?
No, I think you can do it. Dean's on the other line here. Dean, do you see any reason why we shouldn't announce the 4 additional battalions, 4,500?
No, but at the same time, Mr. President, I would indicate the variety of the missions that they have in front of them.
All right.
It's security for the zone. It's
distribution of civil relief, food and medicine.
Assistance to the OAS committee. In other words, that there's a big job to be done and it just takes more people. I'm trying to get in some figures about those 5,000 people who are still to be evacuated from all parts of the island.
That's the one thing your speech didn't have on the 3 pages I saw, Mr. President, was the fact that we have evacuated 3,000, of whom roughly a quarter are foreign nationals other than U.S.
Of 30 countries. 26 countries.
Anything else now besides food, medicine, OAS assistance, 5,000 to be evacuated? That's 4 things.
Well, that's plenty.
Thank you.
All right.